Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And with your spirit. Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are following us through the television, radio, and internet. We gather today during this week when we celebrate as our nation's birthday, Independence Day. We thank God for having blessed our country, guide and protect it. We ask the Lord continue to lead and guide us in His ways as the country declare independence, but we are gathered here to declare dependence on God, that through our faith and our trust in God, that God may continue to bless us with all the good things in life. As we prepare ourselves and to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie Christe.
Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. For he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth. For justice is undenying. For God formed man to be imperishable, the image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who belonged to his company expedited it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought me up from the netherworld. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. I will praise you, to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his goodwill. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the Lord, dawn rejoicing. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks. I will praise you.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as you excel in every respect, in faith, discourse, knowledge, all earnestness, and in the love we have for you, may you excel in this gracious act also. For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Not that others should have relief while you are burdened, but that as a matter of equality, your abundance at the present time should supply their needs, so that their abundance may also supply your needs, that there may be equality, as it is written, whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Savior Jesus Christ destroyed death and brought life to life through the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." he went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you asked, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this, and said that she should be giving something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today is the first day of July, and come to think of it, the year's flying by really fast. We have a saying that when you're young, you count the day. When you're old, you count the years. And indeed, it's going much faster as you get older. And July 4th is Wednesday, when our nation will be celebrating our birthday. It's a day when we declare independence from oppression and from injustice. And literally, we remember that the forefather, although they have all this courage and strength, it was not their own. They attributed it to God. Notice in all the documents that they have written, they always have God as the forefront, who is the givers of liberties and justice. And perhaps more than 200 years later, our nation is still declaring, celebrating this day of independence. But we kind of stray away from that thought. Sometimes, and as a general rule, as a nation, we think that we are where we are because of all our doing, and that God has very little or nothing to do with it. And so such is understanding the day nowadays where people who are do well, God bless them with health and with wealth and with power and position and prestige, oftentimes they think it is their own doing. And they give very little tributes to God. But as a whole, when something goes wrong, sickness, death, dying disease, broken relationships, we all of a sudden blame it on God. So in a way, the Book of Wisdom today kind of puts everything in perspective. All the wisdom saying to us that it was God who created us in His own image out of love. And it was He who blessed us with all these blessings. That's all God's. And then the author pointed out that the devil now is the author of all that is bad and evil. But interestingly enough, that when bad things happen, people don't blame on the devil. They always blame it on God. Why? Because the devil doesn't really care. That's why it's easier. It's not that common sense to blame it on a person who doesn't care. And so people only blame God for it because they know that God cares. Remind me of a story of a couple who have a newborn son, and unfortunately for them, as the world would think, that baby was born as the Down syndrome baby. And this baby is very complicated because he could not breathe on his own at times. And so for the mothers, for 17 years, every night she would sleep with her son with her hand on his heart. And to make this also where they build a home, and his room would be in the middle, where instead of having a solid wall, they would have glass walls. And the mother would be in there with her son. And for 17 years, she would sleep with her baby, and she put her hands on his heart to make sure that he breathes. If he stops, then she would give him artificial respiration to revive him. And one day, as luck would have it, a little girl from the neighbor, she was climbing on the tree by her house, and she fell. And she broke her arm, and her parents were nowhere to be found, nobody's around. So the mother ran out, and she took the girl to the hospital. And while she was there, her husband came carrying the body of her dead son to the hospital. He had died when the mother was there at the hospital. And the parents wept and wept, and the neighbors would come by to comfort them, and they tried to strengthen them, and they realized that the parents actually dealt very well with it. And when they asked her how she was able to do so well in dealing with his death, and the parents said, "The last 17 years, you would think that it was us who loved our son, but it was him who taught us how to love, how to truly love, not just saying it, but actually by acting it out every day of our lives, trying to tend to our son." In today's gospel, we hear of the one gospel, but two parables in there, two miracles happen in there. Jairus was the official of the synagogue. He had a daughter who was dying, and he really had no business coming to God at all, because he was not part of God's holy people. He was a foreigner, a Gentile, although the official of the synagogue to guard and to protect it, but that's about it. And yet here he dared to come and ask Jesus to come and to heal his son, his daughter. And yet, amazingly, Jesus said yes to him. And as he's just walking with him to his house, a woman who has suffered from hemorrhages for 12 years. And interestingly enough, Saint Mark says something quite interesting about the doctors. He said, "She has suffered greatly at the hands of the doctors." I don't think he meant to say that. I think he meant to say is that although the doctors try very hard, but she's still suffering greatly because they were powerless. And so she thought to herself, now she was unclean. She had no business coming to God either and touching a holy man and make him unclean at the same time. But she thought to herself, if only I touch his cloak, I will be cured. Bishop Moeen, who went to the Holy Land, he took a picture of an artist who drew this scene of a woman touching the Jesus cloak. He didn't draw the whole body of Jesus, just the feet. And then his cloak was kind of waving in the air. And there's a hand who reached out and touched the cloak. Quite moving. And this woman has such great faith. Now she too had no business coming to God at all. Perhaps of anger, turning toward God. or perhaps of her illness that she was unclean, but she came. She came because of her faith. And she said, if only I touch him, I would be healed. And amazingly, when Jesus walked by, she touched his cloak. And so Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Interesting, because when Jesus asked that, the Bible said that there were thousands of people around Jesus and were pushing upon him. So the apostles turned around and they say something like this. Who touched you? What do you mean? What you mean is who didn't touch you? Because everybody there were touching him. And here was Jesus asking, who touched me? And this woman was so scared. She came to him trembling in fear and said, it was I. And Jesus, instead of scolding her for touching him, making him unclean, he said, your faith has healed you. He reaffirmed her faith and gave her that faith back to in return. And so he went toward to the Jairus' home, and all the people were wailing and weeping because the girl perceived to be dead. But Jesus came and raised her. And he did not just raise her, but he also gave the faith to the family. As is mentioned later on, that the family became believers because of it. Now, what does all this reading has to do with us 2,000 years later? It's reminding us that although we might blame God at times when bad things happen in our life, but never, ever lose that faith in God. We have more reason to be here than the woman who suffered from hemorrhages. We have more reason to be here than Jairus, because we were invited to be here. And once we're here, realize that we are much more blessed than the people in the gospel. We're not only touching the tassel of Jesus, but we are given the opportunity to touch Jesus himself, holding his body into our hands and consume it into our souls. And not only will we be healed all the physical ailment, but more importantly, we'll be healed with the difficulties in our souls. And unlike Jairus, whose daughter was raised to life, but she died again, as we partake in Jesus' body and blood, we are given the ultimate gift as Jesus promised us. Those who eat my body and drink my blood will have eternal life. We'll be given eternal life if we partake in his body and blood. And so we have much more reason to be thankful and grateful to God today than the woman who suffered from hemorrhages or even from Jairus, who were given temporary gifts, were given the eternal gifts in the body and blood of Jesus and in the eternal life promised by Jesus himself. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We know that God listens to our prayers, and so with the faith of Jairus and the woman who reached out to touch the cloak of Jesus, we reach out to God with our needs and the needs of those around the world.
For God's holy church, as we carry on Christ's mission, sharing the good news with others, let us pray to the Lord. for our country as we celebrate the anniversary of its birth, that we may work to bring liberty and justice to all. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who, like the woman in today's gospel, suffer from chronic illness or illnesses that are difficult to treat, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord. For school children and all others who are enjoying a break for the summer, that they may have a peaceful and restful time away from their regular occupation, let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. Let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Robert E. and Hannah Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Yolanda Perez, Felicitas Garcia, Jesus Gomez, Galen L. Limon, let us pray to the Lord. Special prayers for Ronnie Canales and for all the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For these, our personal and private intentions, let us pray to the Lord.
All-powerful God, we look to you in our time of need and trust you to keep us in your loving care. Listen to our prayers, for we ask these through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
His word, my
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church. O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mystery, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy of our mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation, through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exaltation praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the orders of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admission to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ be given to us in life.
This table, the last shall be first. Por venecer mi, porque Dios es amor. We are the dwelling of God, fragile and wounded and weak. Cuerpo del Señor, cup of blessing, blood of Christ the Lord. At this table, the last shall be first, for there ustedes me aman, Señor. Me inclino a lavarles los pies. Hagan lo mismo, humil, de sirviendo, se unos a otros.
expande vida, cuerpo del Señor, cup of blessing, blood of Christ the Lord. At this table,
Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.